point, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink filmmakers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I'm doing, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Mighty. Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for silence to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it.
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars of this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Shit! Oh, fucking take all you want! I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hi.
Wow, that's very... I tried to be all peppy and hi. Hi. Hello. Wow, it's like you're dead.
Hey.
What's the matter? Are you depressed? Did something...
No.
Did something terrible go wrong?
No.
Is this like you channeling your inner goth because Sandman is back on the show?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that what the...
No, I'm still recovering from the South Park episode last week.
Oh, got it?
The Return of the Goth Kids.
Oh, jeez.
That was a funny one. If you didn't get a chance to see it, you should go over to southparkstudios.com and check it out.
I just don't watch South Park anymore.
You should.
You know, because I don't. I don't trust
that it's going to come on week to week anymore. Oh, well,
right.
Yeah, because once in, what, 106 years, they failed to put an episode out. Not their fault.
I know, but now what?
Your confidence is shattered.
Yeah, that's it.
It's true. My trust.
Well, the Goth Kids episode was really funny because they were like, being abducted and turned into emo.
Right.
Like, it was really funny. Like, the whole sort of that whole dark culture, the vampires, the goths, the emos, like, this, it was a whole exploration of all of that, and it was pretty damn funny.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
What? Why is it a spoiler alert?
I'm joking.
Oh.
Well, all of that is lovely.
Yes.
But I suppose that we should say that, of course, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It is. And this is episode 306.
That's right.
Which we're calling Scapegoat?
Days of Future, Past Expectations.
There you go.
Oh, see what he did there?
I did. Very clever. Do I have to put in the dot, dot, dot? Or is that a semicolon? What's the correct?
That would be dot, dot, dot.
It didn't feel long enough for dot, dot,
Days
dot.
Of Future Past, dot, 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 expectations.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
That's what I was...
Yeah, but I don't think... No, it could just be Days of Future, P-A-S-S-E-D. Expectations.
Okay. All right.
Ooh.
Technically,
okay. It's
a different...
Wow. All right.
I just wasn't sure if the pause needed to be, represented.
No.
It's
okay. Hopefully people listen past just reading the title.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yep. At least three people do.
Hey.
Statistically, two of them are in this room.
You know when you look at your stats and it tells you how much time visitors spend on your page or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm always surprised by the number of visitors that visit the page for less than a minute. I mean, really? Thank God it doesn't exceed the number of visitors that visit.
They just fly in
for more than a minute. But what brings them there for just a minute and then turns them off so fast?
Well, you know,
somebody's dump link on some other site.
It could be. You know, they click on it, they see episode 30 whatever. They're like, right. Oh yeah, yeah, I have that already, and then they just check the next day.
Check out topless photos of Scarlett Johansson. Click here.
It could also be something that directs them to the Mage page, and then they get directed to a.
Or we're not. Maybe they're shopping.
That's right.
Or maybe they're looking for more.
Maybe they go to the website, they open a new tab, and technically that counts as them not looking at the website.
Right, maybe. Maybe they're looking for our Amazon link.
I think that's what he meant by shopping.
I know. I was being more specific.
Oh, okay. Well, either way.
Which you can do if you go to BigCatsGeekStuff.com.
Right. Click on that Amazon link and please use it. We do appreciate the support.
Buy your PS4 or Xbox One there and receive a special discount.
No.
Of 0%.
0%, that's right.
I will say this, though. Speaking of that, I actually picked up a PS4 controller and Killzone.
Nice.
Before the console came out.
Well, that's okay.
Why the hell are they doing that?
Because that's not entirely out of the realm of normalcy.
I think it's a little ridiculous that I'm buying a game that I can't play for a month. Now, is that on me that I picked it up? Probably.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. I go to my neighborhood retailer Z,
right.
I guess. But by that, I mean GameStop. I think I can say that.
I think you can say that.
And, you know, I'm friendly with the guys there. So they're like, hey, you already have this pre-order. Did you want to pick it up? I'm like, why the fuck do you have this?
Yeah. Oh, really?
So
did you have
I get a pre-order? So I pick it up, and I said, fuck it, why not?
Did you have a pre-order that they didn't screw up?
I have never had an issue in that store, ever.
Had my second big giant screw-up in as many pre-orders
at a GameStop
store.
Really?
Yeah.
Same store that you
same
both
store.
Have? Oh, okay.
They like me there. I have never had a problem.
I use GameStop often when I actually pre-order things.
Like, I pre-ordered. Oh, I could have brought that for product today, and I didn't.
We'll do it next week.
The collector's edition of Arkham Origins with the amazing statue and all that. So I go in to pick it up the other day, and the darling behind the counter says to me, "Oh yeah, no, you didn't pre-order it," and I'm like, "Yeah, I did." And she goes, the only thing you have on pre-order is Assassin's Creed 4. I'm like, a game I would never buy is what I have on pre-order. Clearly somebody screwed up. And it was the manager who actually did my pre-order. So we got into a little tête-à-tête about the fact that clearly a mistake had been made.
He was so nice about it. So.
Now, let me ask you this. In GameStop's defense...
Yes.
Although I'm sure that they made the mistake.
I am the evil that must be destroyed.
No. I just have to. I'm curious because I know how the GameStop pre-orders work.
Uh-huh.
And while it is not necessary, it is helpful
to say
to have
your receipt. Yes.
Did you have your receipt?
Being that I have been in this GameStop, see this GameStop.
No,
is
it's sufficient.
No, you can't. Don't say that.
What? This GameStop is in relevant distance to where I work.
Okay.
So I pass this GameStop on foot every day. And I often stop in and say hi-ho to the chums that I have made in the GameStop, and we talk about this and that and the other thing. The manager and I are particularly friendly, so we have all these
So a mistake was made.
Yeah, a mistake was made.
Okay.
That wasn't the problem.
Okay.
The problem was...
That I don't have it now.
The problem was that the see you next Tuesday behind the counter, who was the manager in charge... Clearly accepted the fact
just
that...
Just to be clear, not the same manager that we were friendly with.
No. She's like an assistant manager.
Yeah.
As opposed to he I mentioned earlier, who is the general manager.
Okay.
Which I am very friendly, did my order, made the mistake. Would not... said that she had located one at another location and that she would go and pick it up and I could have it tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, this is the end of the 48-hour hold, which all pre-orders have, right? This is at the end of that hold. And I said, why don't you just sell me one of the ones you have here for one of the people and replace it with the one you're going to pick up? No, I'm not going to do that. Well, why not? I'm here. A mistake has been made by your boss.
Right.
Clearly, this is something you should do. You know, I'm the customer. And she's like, well, I don't have to do anything. And you could get nothing, is what she said to me. And I was like, look, if you're going to go pick it up, fine, and that's fine. I'll just take it up with your boss. I turned to leave the store, and she said really loud with a store full of customers, and you should be thanking me because I'm doing you a big favor.
Oh.
I hope I didn't get any very sassy or racially motivated there. But that's what happened.
Okay.
So the next day I went in. and it was there. And one of the other assistant managers said to me, hey, I heard what happened, and I agree with you 100%. She should have just sold you one of the other ones. And the boss is aware of the fact what happened, what she did, what she said, and so on and so forth. And then yesterday, I actually saw the boss.
Right.
And he was like, I am completely sorry. I'm going to take care of you on your next game, blah, blah, blah. He goes, look, you just deal with me from now on. Don't even bother interacting with her. I took her because I had to. I wasn't really right. given a choice, and blah, blah, blah. He goes, yeah. It never should have went down that way. It was my mistake. I'm really sorry. So that was, I appreciated that.
Well, that's lovely. Can we move on with the show?
No, I'm sorry. There's a show.
This is actually the Consumer Report segment.
This is the Consumer Report segment of the show.
Well, I know. We're going to transition into the next segment, trailers. Let's all go to the lobby.
Hey, I have an idea. And I'm Let's all go to the lobby. How about we all count
to five?
Let's
all go to the lobby.
So I don't have to mush that stinger in there.
Ourselves
halfway through his song.
All right.
What? Whoa.
One.
We do trailers before news, don't we?
No, trailers has been part of news since we've introduced the trailer segment.
That's true.
Okay. All right, let's do that.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Let's all go to the lobby.
All right, so how many trailers
let's
do we have?
Let's all go to the lobby.
Not too many.
Three?
Let's
do
all
three?
Go
Four.
To the lobby.
Four?
Get ourselves
well, there's,
a snack.
There's Heavenly Sword, which
oh, yeah.
I only want
that?
To mention. Heavenly Sword was a game that came out for, was it PS3. PlayStation exclusive?
Yeah.
The only reason I'm interested in it,
it's
a
God
CGI
of War,
movie.
But female.
Right, it's God of War, but female. The only reason I'm interested in it is the voice cast. Anna Torv, who I really like. She was on Fringe. She was the lead on Fringe. Alfred
oh,
Molina
right.
and Thomas Jane are the three.
The Thomas Jane? The,
yeah, Thomas Jane is voicing Loki in the game.
There you have it.
I watched the trailer for this, and it looked like a bunch of CGI cutscenes from a video game.
That is exactly what it's supposed
yeah.
to look like.
So
they nailed it.
They nailed it. Justice League War, which we talked about, I think, when we talked about Flashpoint.
We just watched that animated
yes, we did.
One.
This is the DC New 52 animated movie that is based on the first Justice League graphic novel from DC New 52.
Okay, I got it.
Is that all?
Yep.
Did that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Trailer looks...
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
All
right. I I'll say this again. I don't know why they chose Justice League over Batman Court of the Owls.
Maybe because
Court of the Owls is pretty harsh. They just put out a harsh Batman. Maybe they want to wait a little bit.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's a better story.
Maybe it's because they're never going to make a Justice League movie.
Yeah, maybe.
So they're like, well, if it's animated.
No, there is something to that, you know, the fact that they want to make sure that all the characters stay out there and fresh.
Sure.
Batman is a bit saturated at
sure.
this point.
Okay. Fair enough. The big one, though.
Wait, before you do that.
Okay.
I just have a couple quick videos that I recommend people check out.
All right, do it.
One is, do you know who Wes Anderson is?
I do know who Wes Anderson is. I
SNL actually had a very funny sketch. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay. It is a fake movie trailer.
Okay.
For a horror movie that Wes Anderson directed.
No way.
And it is absolutely great.
Can we get that linked and put on the site?
Yeah, we will do that.
Definitely watch it. Very funny.
Knowing Wes Anderson, he could pick up this idea and all the people in it and make this stupid movie.
Well, you should watch it. I won't
okay.
spoil anything
okay.
else. So I enjoyed that. Anchorman 2, still
yes.
coming out. Still looks kind of funny.
Still no. looks kind of funny.
We'll
no.
see. No, I think it may be. I'm reserving.
Did you like the first one?
I as much as you could like the first one.
Okay, so then I don't, unfortunately, and this is not to discredit your opinion, but if you didn't like the first one, there's no way you're going to like the second
yeah,
one.
I know.
So that kind of goes
that's
hand
true.
In hand.
Yeah,
right,
true.
I like the first one, so right. I'm looking forward to the second one.
Right. My worry is I've seen all the funny stuff now. Now that right. the real trailer came out, I'm worried that that's all.
Oh, that's it?
Of the
well,
funny
but that's
stuff.
The problem with all of those types of movies. So it's,
yeah.
we'll have to wait and see.
Part of me is like, just avoid looking at it. You know what I mean? All
yeah,
trailers.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, avoid trailers.
Yep.
Do you have any other ones? Because if not, I have two I want to mention.
I can't think of them off the top
okay.
of my head.
Okay, I got one.
Okay. No.
I was going to the end.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys singing the theme to Gummy Bears on Jimmy Fallon. If you haven't seen that, it's worth watching.
Okay.
Especially if you're nostalgic about the gummy bears at all. Does anybody
no.
remember that cartoon?
Am I yeah, no, I know what okay. you're talking about.
And then, only because I showed you this link today, and then it made me think of it, I forget the guy's name off the top of my head now, but some guy did a video from, he had it coming from Chicago.
Right.
You know the...
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Spellblock Tango, but with all Disney villains. Very funny.
It's pretty cool.
Very
oh,
funny.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Days of Future Past.
No, yeah, wait, wait, just real just, quick. I think about a third of those were not trailers.
No.
Just,
no.
Just,
but then you said videos, so yeah, it just kind of happened.
Fair enough. So the most important one, yes, please reintroduce.
X-Men Days of Future Past coming this May, I think the 23rd.
That's
is
right.
That right.
It is May 23rd.
Right.
Is it an IMAX? That's the only question
I haven't
have.
Heard yet, but I'm sure. I can't imagine.
It better be.
It's amazing, the
all right.
trailer.
So with that being said, I'm just going to throw out there real quick, haters going to hate, and then we'll talk about.
Has there been hate already?
There has.
They're idiots.
And it's completely unfounded.
What's the hate?
All right. So for those of you who do not know, the day before the trailer was released, Bryan Singer did a Q&A via Twitter. So pretty much you could tweet him a question. He would answer a question.
Why did you make that terrible Superman movie?
No. Actually, it was almost all related. There was only one question that was not Days of Future Past related. And that was, if you could recast The Usual Suspects now,
oh,
who
cool.
would you pick? And he picked some pretty interesting people. I think he picked Benedict Cumberbatch as Kobayashi.
Well,
but,
yeah.
But anyway, he said during that Q&A
right.
that the trailer was going to be character-based, setting the tone for the film, and that he was in the editing room while he was doing this Q&A. So don't expect the trailer to be heavy on the special effects.
Right.
And everybody... All the people that are disliking the trailer, where are the Sentinels? None of the Sentinels for my like. Fuck this movie. There's going to be no Sentinels.
You
why would they promote the Sentinels?
Well, let's talk about that. The trailer was sloppy. The trailer was sloppy. And I'm talking from a filmmaking perspective.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There were jump cuts.
Okay.
There were, I mean, like Wolverine goes, it's not one of my strong. And before he finishes the word suit or...
They'd
or whatever
to
it is.
Something
they
else.
Cut to him screaming, and it's an right. awkward, awkward, terrible cut.
There's also a music transition that happens that
right.
clearly no one in the audio department caught a really bad transition.
Okay,
yeah. So there's
some technical aspects of the trailer.
Let's deal with what was in the trailer.
Sure.
Which was clearly what's going to happen is they are going to wipe the Bryan Singer movies and X-Men Origins, and I suppose the Wolverine. Off the fucking map.
You think they're going to wipe them all off the
yep,
map?
Yep, absolutely. Because this movie has to take place after X3.
Right.
The Wolverine takes place closer to X3 than this movie.
Right.
Wolverine is graying.
Right, I noticed that.
In this movie.
I like that.
Clearly.
Nice little touch.
No, it is. It's a fine touch because, you know,
I'm wondering if they're establishing distance.
Now,
correct me if I'm wrong, but in Days of Future Past, the comic book.
Yes.
There was the future version of Wolverine. That was the graying version. So is that what that is? That's
yes.
future Wolverine. That's
I think
graying?
It's just a nod to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what. So what has clearly happened, or I think what we're going to see has happened, is Trask has created the Sentinels.
Right.
After whatever happened in X3, they're like, fuck this.
Right.
The mutant war, the hunting down of mutants has begun. The world turns into the mutant war world that you see in the comic version of Days of Future Past. Clearly, X-Men are dead, some
right.
of them, and clearly some of them are going to die in that portion of the movie before they send Wolverine back.
Right.
By sending Wolverine back and fixing whatever it is that they're going to fix, they are effectively wiping everything after First Class
out
off the map.
Okay.
Which is awesome. Because what that allows them to then do is
fresh start,
fresh slate, but from the much better than at least X3 and X-Men Origins, that allows them to move forward from the days from the first class timeline,
right?
Which is an infinitely better idea than moving forward from the X3.
So they're Star Trekking it,
yeah.
But at least they're Star Trekking it. But I think. They're doing it.
It totally works better.
Yeah,
I'm just saying the same idea where it's like new universe, but kind of not the old universe. But we're going to allow ourselves
right.
to make room to do whatever we want.
So,
in an unbelievable way.
And
awesome.
Wolverine
really good
clearly
idea.
Is going to wake up in his younger body,
right?
So his metal claws will be back,
right?
I'm guessing so. Will his healing factor will be back to top notch,
right?
I'm guessing all that stuff that they fucked up in the Wolverine movies will be fixed.
Question about Wolverine. There's a scene in the trailer where Xavier is telling him what he's going to look like, right?
Yeah.
Or how to find him.
Yeah.
Shouldn't Wolverine know?
No.
Why would Wolverine
know? No.
Because he didn't look at him in the bar?
No,
because he only looked straight ahead?
Well, look, if a guy came up to you in a bar and was, and just, I mean, that was the entirety of their interaction.
Right.
Now, not so according to X-Men Origins Wolverine, where he looked like Professor Xavier. He looked like Patrick Stewart because it was Patrick Stewart, but the time was all disjointed.
Right.
That made no sense. So, no, will he know what he looks like? No, I don't think he was explaining what he looked like. I think he was explaining what he would be like.
Yeah. Okay. I thought he was explaining him physically.
No. He's a very different man, and I think the way they're playing it is excellent in a way that they didn't do it in the comics, well, really, because they really – only touched on Xavier getting into the chair business. I think playing it that he is miserable because he is handicapped, which is exactly what it looks like they're playing it to me.
Oh, yeah.
He's all overgrown. He's all miserable looking, and he's in the wheelchair. So he was a very different person back then because that's what happened.
Okay.
But he wants to convince him to change or whatever the situation, whatever will wipe X3 and X-Men Origins Wolverine off the map. Let's do that.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I like Blink. People are complaining about the inclusion of Blink in the film, but I like Blink
because it's the wrong universe.
The wrong universe
Blink.
And Age of Apocalypse.
But hello, Blink can go in any universe.
And not only that, but Bishop wasn't part of the original Days of Future Past either. But people are giving Bishop a pass. Because he's a time traveler.
And he's from the he's from that era.
He is, but he wasn't, you know what I mean. Yeah. He wasn't part of Days of Future Past, is what I'm saying.
He wasn't.
But my whole point is, who cares?
But the
Blink
point,
is a great character.
Yeah, but all right, I'll give you, then I'll take the other side of it. Warpath and Sunspot were not part of it either.
So Warpath is in that trailer.
Yes.
Correct? But he is wearing, what is he wearing?
He's got the thing on his eyes.
Yeah.
That's Warpath.
Okay.
That's... And you know what? The other day, and I said this to Scapegoat.
He kind of looks like an emo New 52
Green Arrow. A little bit.
It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
He, I said I recognized the two characters. I thought, I didn't think Warpath. I didn't come to that.
Right.
But on Sunspot, I was sure it was Madrox.
Right.
I was sure of it. Because the costume is very similar, but apparently that's Sunspot.
Okay.
Which I guess is okay, too, except they could have at least shown him in black.
Right.
With his skin all blacked out. You know what I mean?
Who knows? Maybe there's... I don't know. We'll see.
So we'll get 6 seconds of it, like Colossus.
Look, maybe that's a special effects thing, and maybe they have to tweak something.
And I know we're gonna see all those characters that we've seen in the other movies, and that's
Jennifer
all
Lawrence,
great. Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence.
And there's there's something significant that happens with Mystique in the film that explains the transition from first class Mystique to angry Rebecca Romijn Stamos Mystique.
Right.
So that'll be interesting.
Who I think is also in the film.
Oh, is she in it as well?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that she was in it. I knew Jennifer Lawrence was in it.
Was the crying? The crying one was not Jennifer Lawrence, was it?
I think it was. I believe
was
it was. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that looked a bit more like Rebecca Romijn.
Well, they talked about
not Stamos.
They explained some of the transition too. I think in the character evolution as far as her appearance.
Right.
So I think we're going to see a lot of things like that. But you know what? For a first trailer, pretty impressive.
Yep.
Pretty impressive. I was pretty excited by it.
I agree.
Moving away from trailers, but we'll stick with Marvel and mutants, although not a mutant.
Oh, good.
They have confirmed that Kick-Ass will be playing Quicksilver in Age of Ultron, which has been rumored for quite some time now.
Kick-Ass.
Aaron Taylor-Johnson will be portraying that character in Age of Ultron.
Okay.
So, I mean, look, Scarlet Witch is going to be in Age of Ultron,
too. Where are they going to introduce him?
I don't know.
They're not going to introduce him in that movie.
You don't think so?
No way.
Where do you think they're going to introduce him?
I don't know.
I think they're running out of places to introduce him.
Well, what do we have before?
Guardians is done.
Right.
Unless they're going to do some sort of after-credit stinger with Joss directing. Cap is done.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So,
so where are they going to introduce him?
Okay.
I'm not saying they can't, but it's going to have to be an after-credit stinger
It'll be a little awkward.
I don't know how they're going to do that.
Ham-handedly put him in that movie.
Well,
we shall see.
Well.
Let's see.
You better stop that. He listens to this show.
Who listens to this show? Oh, yeah.
The guy at Scapegoat is impersonating.
I wasn't at all doing that.
You were a little.
I wasn't.
Starblazers? Were you a Starblazers fan?
Still am.
So Christopher McQuarrie is going to be directing a live-action Star Blazers film.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
I liked Way of the Gun.
Christopher McGuire, you mean?
McQuarrie. 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 Just like Ralph.
McGuire.
That's pronounced McGuire?
Yes, sir.
Then how come the same pronunciation is pronounced McQuarrie for Ralph?
I'm pretty sure it's McGuire.
I don't think so. It's the same exact spelling for...
He's doing a Star Blazers...
A live-action Star Blazers film.
That's not going to happen. That'll die on the table, okay. You'll see.
Well, look, I mean, obviously, it's in the very, you know... McQuarrie's also signed on to do the fifth Mission Impossible film, so he's going to be a busy
boy. Probably will happen.
Well, I would suspect that will actually happen. But I knew you were a Star Blazers fan.
I am.
I wanted to
actually still have to pick up the Bolar Wars, which was season 3 of that show that never was shown on the East Coast.
All right.
Still haven't gotten that.
AMC has announced that The Walking Dead has been renewed for a fifth season.
Good season this season so far. I know no one in here watches it because you're lame.
Makes you happy. I am not lame. I just choose not to watch it.
Lame.
Yeah. Choose not to watch it.
Lame.
See, you can't do that.
What?
You can't call people idiots and lame because they don't like something that you like.
I didn't say you're an idiot. No, I didn't say that.
You said lame.
Which
is an insult. My point is you can't insult somebody.
Were you insulted by me calling you lame?
I'm not saying I'm insulted by it, but calling someone lame is an insult.
And I'm not calling you that because you don't like something that I like.
That's exactly why you're saying
that. I'm saying because you have gotten yourself caught up in one bad season of a show.
What season are they on now? Four? Three bad seasons of a show. I tolerated it for three bad seasons.
You watched last season?
Yes, all of it. Through the end.
I thought you quit.
Nope, I watched it right up until the end.
Okay.
Why I decided not to watch season 4.
Alrighty then.
All right.
You don't seem very passionate about that at all.
I've just decided that I don't need to watch a show simply because it falls within the genre of shows that people expect that I should watch if I'm no longer enjoying the show. Right. I don't expect anybody to watch anything they're not enjoying anymore. Past that point.
Right, which is why I didn't watch Battlestar Galactica and why I haven't finished it yet.
And I don't begrudge you for not watching Battlestar. I mean,
everyone else does.
Yeah, that's true. And I also did not watch Chuck after the first half of the first season.
And you know what? Chuck, you could have enjoyed the first two seasons, but it went downhill so bad after that.
Right.
And I hate the fact that I stuck with it to the end, but I felt guilty at the time because I felt like I should watch this show.
Right.
I'm not doing that anymore.
I felt I should have watched Fringe, and Fringe I probably
really
will.
Good.
And I also felt that I should have watched Warehouse 13.
Warehouse 13 is still on and really good.
And I probably will watch that.
Yeah, Fringe,
Fringe was really good. It lost its focus a little bit there for about a season, but it ended really well.
I watched season 1.
Uh-huh.
And after finishing season 1, I'm like, no, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved Fringe.
Lame. Really? They zoom out and the Twin Towers, really? The World Trade Center is still there?
But you didn't give it a chance to develop why it was still... Do you know why it was still there?
I mean, they hinted
at
it.
No, he doesn't.
I'm not saying I'm not going to continue watch, because I understand. I've heard a lot of good things.
No, you said after season one, no thank you.
That's when I... takes place in two parallel universes?
No. I understand that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, after I finished season one, I was like, no, I don't want to continue. Right. Now, after hearing things about how it developed, I'll go back.
It definitely loses its way for a bit, but it ends on a really good note.
Okay.
I will say that.
All right.
The last thing I wanted to mention in news, which is getting a lot more attention than I think that it deserves, although I understand that it might be significant, is that DC Comics is closing its New York offices and moving them to Burbank.
Wow.
All right. So, this is getting a lot of attention.
Wow.
I feel really bad for the people that I know for that work for DC that live in New
York. Of which we know plenty.
However, outside of those people personally, I don't think this is going to affect DC Comics.
Wow.
In a bad way. A lot of the artists and writers are freelance, submitting stuff to the office.
Oh, my.
Right? So the administrative staff. But from what I understand, most of those people are being offered their same position. They just have to be willing to relocate.
And does that include Mad Magazine and... It's all
whatever
of the
was
publishing?
In 1700, I believe.
That's all of
so
it.
So it's all of it. Is
wow.
Moving out to Burbank.
That
to be
is...
closer to the rest of DC.
That's pretty significant, though.
DC Entertainment moved out there.
Yeah, a while
what,
ago.
2 years ago
Couple
now?
Years
3 years
ago,
ago
yeah.
now? So this is really just the end of it. Everybody
wow.
knew it was coming. It's just been officially announced.
Wow.
Again, I think it's significant for... It's significant in the same way as if I said, well, your particular job is closing its location and moving you to Burbank. Right? That's significant for you. But for the industry, I don't know that it's that significant.
I don't think it's an industry question. I think it's kind of a, it's always been there.
Sure.
You know, it's like Park Avenue South for Marvel.
I understand.
You know, like it's
if and
just,
when it happens,
that's like
it'll
a,
be big.
That's a thing.
Sure.
And the fact that they're moving out to the West Coast,
right.
and I, wow.
But some people are treating it like it's this cataclysmic douchebag move on DC's part. And I just don't think that that's it. I think it's really just a business decision.
They want
decision
everyone
and,
next to each other.
Yeah, it's a business decision. And unfortunately, you know, it affects people's livelihood to a certain degree.
Wow.
But again, I feel bad for those people, but is it going to affect me reading a DC book? No. I'm going to read it if I read it. I'm not if not.
Ta-da.
So that being said, I think we could probably take our first break.
Do we talk about Star Wars writers?
Oh, no, we didn't. Yes, okay. that's big. Thank you. Yep. What was the other? What was the gentleman's name?
Arndt.
Arndt is no longer writing episode
Arndt
7.
Is
Arndt writing it anymore?
Arndt writing it anymore?
It's now going to J.J. Abrams and Lawrence Kasdan.
And no one on the planet should be upset about this. Lawrence Kasdan wrote Empire Strikes Back.
That's great. Well, he co-wrote Empire, right? And then wrote Jedi, I think. Is that
no,
correct?
No. Did he?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he wrote Empire and co-wrote Jedi.
Oh, am I getting it backwards?
Well, I don't know.
Either way, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the other stuff that Arndt has worked on. I was excited to see.
Which is what?
Didn't
Toy
he
Story
do Little Miss Sunshine? Toy Story.
Did he do Little Miss Sunshine?
I think so. Oh. I could be mistaken
in
that.
The other flack that's coming off this is, and we'll have Scapegoats look at this in a minute, what else has Lawrence Kasdan done?
I don't know. What else has he done?
Okay. We're going to find out. Scapegoat, give us some of the thrilling exploits of Lawrence Kasdan's writing.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, that's good.
Uh-huh.
Body Heat.
I don't know what that is.
Continental Divide.
Starting to slip.
Return of the Jedi.
Huh? Okay.
Big Chill.
Wait, okay. Hold on. Hold on a second. Did he do Empire?
He was on Empire, yes.
Okay.
All right. Big Chill. Silverado. The Accidental Tourist. Raiders of the Lost Ark. The Adaptation. Grand Canyon. The Bodyguard. Wyatt Earp.
Oh, I liked Wyatt Earp.
Star Wars Shadows of the Empire.
So,
okay.
Mumford, Dreamcatcher, Darling Companion, and then Episode 7.
Okay. So,
uh-huh. And so,
he's got some hits.
Hold on. What's the time frame between episode 7 and the other gig, the next gig?
What do you mean? One before it?
Yeah.
3 years.
3 years. And what about the space in between that?
9 years.
Exactly. So what's being said about Lawrence Kasdan is he hasn't written anything significant in more than a decade.
But my personal opinion on that
is, who
cares?
Exactly. I totally agree with you.
Who cares?
Lawrence Kasdan
wrote authors.
Like, it boils down to this. He wrote Empire Strikes Back.
He wrote Raiders.
He wrote Raiders.
I mean, he's written
I'm
some
just
great...
talking within the Star Wars universe.
Sure.
He wrote Empire Strikes Back. Arguably.
Right. The best
of the six movies that are out already.
Sure.
Arguably.
A complete sidestep. Are we done? Do we have anything else to say about Lawrence Kasdan? I think it's okay. I'm not upset by this.
But hate is going to hate.
Hate is going to hate.
And
exactly.
That's what I've been hearing.
Sure.
Is like, he hasn't written anything.
Yeah. Who cares?
Really? But because what? Arndt is some kind of genius?
Yeah.
Scapegoat, give us a little resume, CV, if you will, on Mr. Arndt.
I don't know if they're saying that, though, as compared to Arndt as so much. It's just a concern about Kasdan in general. And, of course, for whatever reason, people have no faith in J.J. Abrams. That's part of the other, that's one
well,
of the other things
I'm
hearing.
Well, it's a big boulder to carry on.
Of course.
Shoulders. Scapegoat, something?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Which is great.
Toy Story 3.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Helped a little bit with Brave.
Okay.
Did very, 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 very little work on Oblivion under a different name.
Okay.
Was it Alan Smithy?
No. Just wrote Hunger Games.
Catching Fire?
Yep.
Yeah.
And A Walk in the Woods is what he's working on right now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So
not a lot.
Not a lot, but some big... But some big movies
I
in there.
I feel like Captain those are all pretty big.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it
clearly
is.
He's lacking the stinkers that Lawrence Kasdan had.
You know,
but
you know what I say, scapegoat? At the end of the day, it's what he's written, it's what worked and what didn't work.
Either way,
yep.
I would have been happy with either. I think I'll be happy with either one. So
see what happens.
I'm not going to be too upset yet. It's stupid to get upset at this point.
You know what I am upset about?
What?
13-13. Yeah.
Sad.
Yep.
Because I
What's sad? That has not been confirmed.
It has all been confirmed. Everything that I've read in the past 3-4 months is this is the concept art from the game that you'll never see. This is
and when someone says that, Disney goes, "Well, not that you'll never see it."
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there be a studio theoretically that could possibly
Disney comes out and says
it's dead. It's not dead.
It's dead. It's not dead. No,
they're never going to say it's not dead.
They've been producing it for 4 years. They're not going to just throw it away.
Yeah, but
son.
Disney didn't lose the money on the 4 years of production that went into it.
Doesn't matter.
That's also true.
It doesn't.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, okay.
The only thing want it to come out.
Lucasfilm, at some level, is invested in this game. Therefore, I don't believe they're going to just drop it and let it go.
Unless,
that doesn't make any
unless
sense.
Unless Disney has other plans.
Or they're going to repurpose assets.
Disney knew that fans were invested in the Clone Wars, and it took them 2 blinks of an eye to cancel that shit and move on.
No. That was already in the works. That was one of the things already in the works.
Right. But Disney could have very easily at least wrapped it up, having invested all of the time in five seasons.
Didn't they wrap it up?
No. It ended in the middle of a story.
No.
With no conclusion.
There was rumor that they were going to do something
Yeah, there's a rumor that 13-13 might still come out.
Okay. I guess that's a valid point. But they are bringing us Rebels right out of the gate.
Right.
And with Dave Filoni.
Right. But the problem is that Rebels coming in right out of the gate does not bode well for 13-13 insofar as they took something that was existing with a fan base and had invested time, Clone Wars, dumped it and developed something new. 13-13 invested time.
Again.
Are they going to dump it and develop something new? That's all I'm saying.
Again, Rebels already on the table.
Was it on the table?
Before Clone Wars ended.
Was it on the table?
Absolutely.
Was it on the table before Disney bought it,
Dave
though?
Filoni said that.
Before Disney bought it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't remember reading
Dave Filoni said that. Dave Filoni said 2 years ago, or more than 2 years ago, at Celebration. Was that 2 years ago? Yeah. 2 years ago, before the announcement was made, before any of that shit went down, Dave Filoni said that they already were they were already working on something and transitioning out of Clone Wars.
Okay.
Which meant that Clone Wars maybe had a season or two left. And guess what? It had 2 seasons left after that.
All right.
And that was so, like, I think anybody that thinks that any of this stuff happens like that, Disney took over, I think is unrealistic.
Right, someone said, wow, how are they going to keep their schedule if they fired Art and they rewrite? I said, and my response was, no, that decision was made weeks ago. They're just announcing it
exactly.
Now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Art's probably written something since then.
Yeah, he's probably been working on that other project.
Yeah.
My point is, at this point, I'm not convinced that 13-13 is going to come out. But I hope
I would
it
like
does.
It to.
I would love it to.
Yeah. Me too. The concept art is any indication. I really hope it comes out.
On your own time, and if I can find the link to it, I will post it. Go online, go to the Google, and look up Watto is Anakin's father. That's it. I'm just leaving it at that.
Where is it? Where am I supposed to look that up?
Just look it up online.
Okay.
You'll find the link to the guy who wrote the story about Watto being Anakin's father.
Uh-huh.
And when you're done reading it, you're like, huh. Just close your eyes and suck it out of a hose, huh?
Suck it out of a hose.
Anyway, let's take our first break.
Is it still our first break?
Yes, we haven't taken it yet.
Jeez.
And we will be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 306, Days of Future Past. Expectations.
No. Yes.
I added 2 ellipses in there.
You did.
For emphasis.
But it sounded weird.
I know. That's all right.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. It's that time again when we stop talking about games we're going to play and start playing them. Battlefield 4 is out now for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. Play it. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag is out now for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Play it! Castlevania Lords of Shadow Mirror of Fate HD is out now for XBLA. It's the port from the 3DS. I'm not sure if it's worth playing, but it's worth checking out. It's currently $15 on XBLA and PSN. Telltale's Walking Dead Season 2 has officially been announced. The season will be 5 episodes and will be out in 2014. Hold your breath. And finally, if you are looking forward to Titanfall, you better have an Xbox 360 or an Xbox One, because it is not coming to PlayStation 4 officially. Titanfall 2? That's another question. And finally, Call of Duty Ghosts comes out next Tuesday, November 5th. Once a year, you buy a Call of Duty game, and here's the Call of Duty game. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
This moment sees you prepare for thrills at Geek Police 6. Free admission and fun for the whole family. Our vendors will have the best toys, comics, and collectibles. Geekly is also a marketplace for local artists like photographers, comic creators, painters, jewelry makers, clothing designers, and more. Bring your appetite and feast on sweets and hot sauce. DJs will be spinning all day. Enter a rap will be the next big winner. Geekly 6 is sponsored by Loop Lounge, Paradox Comics, Arcade Jersey City, Comic Explosion, Garden State Roller Girls, and 80stees.com. The table is set and you are invited to the best show on the East Coast. Geekly 6. We promise you'll leave stuffed.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 306.
These are future past expectations.
See, you do so much better than I do.
Passed. Days of Future Passed Expectations.
Of course, during our break there, we had a new Game Stuff this week. Of course, so thank you to Coke Logic for that. And you heard a promo for Geek Flea.
Oh, yeah.
Is it 6, I think, at this point?
I don't know.
Coming up on November 23rd. That's the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, that's good.
We will be there.
Yes.
And we do have the Big Kev's Geek Stuff Collective.
Yes, the Collective.
It's
the block.
There are two tables.
We call it the block.
There are two tables.
Uh-huh.
We will be there with our table, of course.
Yes.
A bunch of some show stuff and, of course, some stuff that we're trying to get rid of.
Yes. All proceeds go directly to line OG's pocket.
That's right.
So, no, they go directly to the show, the production of the show, equipment, and so forth.
And then the table next to us will be his mayorship himself, Smack, from A Suburban Vinyl.
Blinky.
And Chris Dolfer.
85 different names.
I know. And Chris Dolfer from Kid Ink. Chris
Dolfer.
We work with all the time. Chris is going to be there as well.
Did they purchase a table?
So, they did.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was hoping we could ring Dolfer for some artwork.
No, they purchased the table. But they are part of our collective. It's all under
the
our
block.
Name. So, yes.
The block.
It's our block. So.
That's right, Benny. You're not the only one that can have a collective and a block. We're going to start, you know where else we're going to do? We're actually going to start a Facebook group called Big Kev's Geek Stuff, The Block Collective.
We have the collective block. No, we have to make it something more related to a flea market. We have to call it like The Row or...
No. We got to use the block and the collective, and we have to make sure we invite Benny. And
right.
We post stuff in there. We got to post exclusives that are going to come that may not come.
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
But anyway, so be sure to come and check out Geek Flea.
Yes.
It is an awesome event. It is in the church basement, which really adds to the charm.
Yeah.
I love that show. It's really one of my – I look forward to
me
it
too.
Every time it comes around.
Yeah, me too.
And I
always do fairly well there shopping-wise.
Shopping-wise and, yeah, like –
you remember all those books I picked up?
I know.
I traded some old bubble gum, a few trading cards from a game I've never heard of, and a few VHS tapes
for
all the volumes.
You traded MacGyver's backpack.
Pretty much. For all the volumes.
Not without the backpack. Yeah. Just the stuff in it.
For all the oversized hardcover volumes of... Invincible.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a nice event because you get a lot of guys moving their personal collections, but you also get some... artists that bring some great stuff there.
You
find a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah, really
there.
Good
so,
stuff there.
So be sure to come and check out Geek Flea
coming
up in November.
About that.
And then one more sponsor before we move on to the show. Of course, Suburban Vinyl.
Yes.
SuburbanVinyl.com.
Uh-huh.
For a plethora of designer art products. There is, of course, a coupon code.
Yes, it is Big Kev.
And that will get you
some percentage. 10% off your entire order.
Off of your entire purchase. Of course, if you're in Waldwick, New Jersey, check out the shop.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Arson. He had a very successful show last weekend. Unfortunately, none of us were able to make it.
Oh, my God. I'm so upset about that. I'm such a big fan of his.
And and I know that they have some new shows coming up in December, although we're not quite ready to announce those yet, I don't believe.
Right.
So be sure to stay tuned to the show for that.
Stuff that I'll like.
But, yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
You want to put the show on hold and tell me what they are?
No, because I don't remember them off the top of my head, the artist's name, but I remember the style.
Gotcha.
And style-wise, I'm pretty positive you'll like at least one of the two.
Cool.
But, yeah, be sure to please check out SuburbanVinyl.com.
Okay.
And, of course, if you're in Waldwick, check out the shop. And I think we can move on.
And with that, OG.
Let's wrap up. We'll
bring this episode
to a close. No, let's do this.
Oh.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Yes. There are none.
Yeah, actually, there's one big one, which is Sandman Overture's number one.
Yes,
which is Neil Gaiman's return.
Now, is this a prequel?
No, it's after.
It's continuing.
I believe it is continuing. Okay. Yeah.
So I probably will wait and read it in its giant, oversized, absolute format
when it comes out.
Uh huh. But that's very exciting. And speaking of Neil Gaiman,
yeah.
Well, do you want to finish?
Sandman? No. That was it. I was going to say some other comic related stuff. But...
Well, the more exciting news is that although it was announced and everything else, no one really believed it. But today, in previews, Marvel solicited Miracle Man.
Now, I think this was actually sort of unofficially announced at New York Comic Con.
Yes, it was.
Seeing it in previews makes it real.
Yeah, actually, he came on the screen, apparently. They had like a piece of film on him or something, and he said, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do all the stuff that's already... So they're going to reprint everything that's been done already.
That's right.
Except Alan Moore's name will not appear anywhere on the book.
That's right.
It will say, story by Sinha and others.
It's going to have it's going to have pictures of all the contributors and then like a picture of a ukulele.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
question
it.
Mark underneath.
Yeah. Well, it's going to say... Well, no. Retailer X told us it's going to say, and others.
And others. And he's the other.
And it's going to be all the Miracle Man stuff from the 80s.
Right.
So that would be everything Alan Moore did.
Right.
And everything that Neil did.
Okay.
For Miracle Man in the 80s, including...
The unreleased stuff.
The unreleased stuff that is sitting in Neil's basement that he told me about on this program.
Yeah, that we talked about. Yeah.
What, 7 years ago? Eight years ago? So, like, there's that. Which is very exciting because this is giving a whole new generation, and even the previous generation, probably 90% of the previous generation of comic readers, the chance to read one of the best books that's ever been written.
I hope it lives up to
it. Does
it holds up?
I hope that it ages well.
You've never read it.
I have not.
Okay.
The other thing I heard is they're going past that too.
Yes.
It's going to be continuing.
There will be
series.
New stuff, which Neil will also write.
Okay.
So that's very interesting also.
Because you know sometimes you go back and you watch it from your childhood and you're like, oh.
No.
Doesn't hold up.
No. I get that. I get that fear. But I'm telling you.
Okay.
If you think, do you think Watchmen aged well and is transcendent of age?
I think it holds up. Yeah.
Then Miracle Man is easily.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I hope you know.
It's very exciting on many levels. One of which is that we'll be able to get it collected.
Sure.
At last, and those collections which sell for $600 or $700.
Those guys are gonna be pissed.
They're gonna be out. They're gonna be out because they're gonna reprint everything. They're gonna remaster everything. Reprint everything. It's gonna be amazing.
You know what? Actually, that will probably just help the sale of those old individual issues and collections.
Maybe it will.
But
maybe it will.
Either way,
but I'm.
I don't care.
I'll be honest. I'm probably going to sell my individual issue.
There you go. Do it. Why not?
So if you're interested, I have a nearly complete run. But no, seriously, I probably am going to sell them because I would much rather have some sort of absolute. Well, absolute DC, whatever the Marvel absolute version is. Do they have one?
Yeah, don't they? What are those? The Masterworks?
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, whatever it is that comes out in hardcover that has all of it in there, or at least all of it that is previously published as Volume 1, and then maybe the new stuff as Volume, much more excited to have that opportunity than I am to hold on to my individual issues at this point.
Okay.
That is, when we say that this is humongous news.
Sure.
Humongous. I mean, this, the lawsuit, everything else has been going on for decades.
Uh-huh.
I mean, at least over a decade. It's got to be close to two, I'm thinking. I mean, it's a long damn time.
I don't know.
A long damn time.
I don't know if it's
and it's
two,
finally
but...
settled. We're finally going to get the opportunity for kids like Scapeghost.
That's right.
Who never had the opportunity to read the individual issues of the trades. Probably only read the Miracle Man awful reprint stuff that Marvel did in hardcover on newsprint. Fucking Marvel. This is going to be a tremendous opportunity for everybody. I'm not overhyping it because the book is an absolute classic.
Sure.
Absolute classic.
One last thing in comic news, not as epic as that, but Nightcrawler. If you're a Nightcrawler fan, and is back. He came back in Wolverine and the X-Men number 35.
Right.
And then he's coming back next month in Amazing X-Men number 1.
Where's he been?
He was killed.
Well, no one ever dies.
All right. But and that's it, right, for comics?
No, Guardians.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Guardians. Something yeah. issue.
Someone something. Reached out and was like, "You really should read Infinity because it was." No, I did not like it. What I read of Infinity, because that last week I kind of bitched about Nova, and I can't wait till Infinity is over. I think Guardians fell into that same trap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't. What I read of Infinity, I did not enjoy.
No one seems to remember, except me from reading it and you from listening to me talk about it, the last volume of Guardians of the Galaxy, which was an amazing book.
Sure.
It never crossed over with anything, and it was awesome. Brilliant space opera, science fiction, superhero, right? It was amazing.
Guardians, look, don't get me wrong. The book up until the Infinity stuff has been great. I've been really enjoying it.
Sure.
So, anyhow, I think that's it.
Geek Stuff, product reviews.
Bye.
Product is very, 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 very light this week.
Right. It's my fault. We were going to talk about the collector's edition of Batman Arkham Origins.
Please refer to the first 5 minutes of the show.
Yes. I forgot.
We'll talk about that next week.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I have that I wanted to mention is OMFG Series 3. It came out. For those of you who contributed to the Kickstarter campaign... the figures, you got your figures, and I think they may be for sale now or will be very soon over at OctoberToys.com.
Oh.
The five figures in this line are Tenkan, Pugnacious, Dr. Decay, Barbarinot, and Fruit Punch.
Fruit Punch is in this one.
Yes, Fruit Punch is in this one.
Oh, Fruit Punch. Did you get him in there?
Yeah, he's in there.
Oh, I forget that you get like one. It's not random packed.
Right. So for those of you who don't know what OMFG are at this point, these are like Muscle Men of Yore, only it's a series that is developed by the community. So through the October Toys message boards, people have the ability to contribute character designs. It then gets voted on.
There it is.
And then those five designs get sculpted. It gets put into a Kickstarter campaign and the line gets made.
Oh my God, I want Fruit Punch. It's right.
Fruit Punch, one of my personal favorites. Of course, designed by Scott Tolleson.
Oh, was
Fruit
it?
Fruit Punch, yeah.
Why, will somebody please do like a – will October Toys maybe do like a giant Fruit Punch like the –
People
like
have
the
been doing big
beats.
Ones. People have been doing – at New York Comic Con, someone had not Multi-Skull, although someone did a big Multi-Skull, and someone did a Phantom Shithouse big too. But the castle one, King Caster. Someone had the big King Caster at New York Comic Con.
Right.
I saw. As part of the Kickstarter campaign, the second figure in the OTMF line, which is the October Toys minifigures line,
right,
which up to this point has just been the mini Deadbeats.
Right.
This is in an O'Neill inspired design. This is Zombie Faden.
Uh-huh.
So if you contributed to the campaign, you got both the flesh colored Zombie Faden and the Kickstarter exclusive black Zombie Faden. So these are the first two.
Nice.
Now, as much as I like the Zombie Faden, I will not be collecting every single colorway like I've been doing with the Baby Deadbeats.
Oh, really?
The Baby Deadbeats, aside from the fact that I like the design, I collect Scott Tolleson's work.
Right.
So I kind of feel like for $2 a piece,
yeah,
I got to collect them.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
These, I like the design. I'm happy with the two that I have.
Right.
I'll call it quits at that.
I think October Toys should put out a limited large size Fruit Punch. I would.
Someone might do it.
I would totally be into that.
I would. Yeah, it's for those of you who don't know, since it's a juice box.
Yeah.
With a face on the front.
With an angry face. And he's straw got, sticking out yeah. of the top.
And he's got, and boxing, he's got
boxing gloves on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's well, great.
They probably can check out a. I'm sure you're gonna have a yeah, picture of that.
There will be yeah. pictures online, so lovely. Of course you can check that out. And I think that's it for product this week.
We're not talking about.
No, we're not talking about that yet. Not until we've had the chance to play test it.
It's my fault. It's my fault on the Batman thing. I
that's
apologize.
Okay. Look, we're out of hour five already.
Well,
so.
That's great. Well, let's take our final break.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. What's that? Is that the stupid music?
That is. Great. But we're going to put that music on.
Oh.
Because we have sad news.
What's the sad news?
Superpower Collectibles. It's going away.
Where are they going?
Gone.
Like, out?
Forever.
Oh, boy.
Superpower Collectibles, sadly, is going out of business.
Right.
In the coming weeks. I don't know the exact end date yet. What I will still say is that they are having a sale right now over at the website, 30% off. I think most items.
Wow.
You can no longer pre-order anything. Anything right. that hasn't been fulfilled yet. Like, if you place the pre-order, he's going to be refunding your money.
Right.
Assuming it's not going to come in before the shop closes. So,
right.
We are going to miss Superpower Collectibles.
We are. They were a great sponsor.
But check out the site. 30% off. That's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, pretty sweet deal.
So check them out.
Superpowercollectibles.com.
That's right. We will continue to talk about them until they go out.
Do they? Now, what? Now, how does this affect the coupon code?
I'm thinking, although I don't have confirmation on this, but because you're already getting 30% off, I don't think you're going to get the 20 on top of that.
And free shipping.
It's like free shipping he might still honor. That I'm not sure. But check out superpowercollectibles.com and
now what about,
pick something up.
Now, this is a very dangerous time for Scapeghost.
Right.
Because it's at 30% off.
That's right.
You could blow up to $1,000 real quick.
That's right.
It's true.
You could.
Just saying.
You could.
This could be it, Scapeghost.
That's right. Get your tactical barbecue apron and your hand sanitizer.
I will.
You're going to need it.
All right.
That's right. It has been a week since we said tactical barbecue apron.
Don't forget, of course, now the wrap-up music.
Right. There it is.
So don't forget, of course, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, including old episodes,
new
links
episodes.
To the YouTube videos, links to the Facebook page,
yes.
Links to our Twitter accounts.
Yes, we're going to get back to doing more video stuff.
Scapegoat
told me.
Didn't happen.
And, of course, Twitter, at GeekStuffOG, at BKGeekStuff, and at...
Scapegoat GS.
Of course, also at the website, you will see the phone number for the GVM line.
Which is 425-920-6050.
And I think that's about it.
Yes, OG, that is it. And with that, we will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff the way we end all episodes, by saying goodnight, Superpower Collectibles, wherever you are.
And on that note,
we cue the music.
This holiday season, prepare for thrills at Geek Flea 6. In the town of Kearny, New Jersey, on the third Saturday in November, Unwinnable.com presents Geek Flea 6. There will be no leftovers. Kickstart the holiday season at Geek Flea 6. Free admission and fun for the whole family. Our vendors will have the best toys, comics, and collectibles. Geekly is also a marketplace for local artists like photographers, comic creators, painters, jewelry makers, clothing designers, and more. Bring your appetite and feast on sweets and hot sauce. DJs will be spinning all day. Enter a raffle and be the next big winner. Geekly 6 is sponsored by Loop Lounge, Paradox Comics, Arcade Jersey City, Comic Explosion, Garden State Roller Girls, and 80stees.com. The table is set and you are invited to the best show on the East Coast. Geek Flea 6 is on Saturday, November 23rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church of Arlington, 663 Kearny Avenue, Kearny, New Jersey. Forget the trimmings and carve out some time for Geek Flea 6. We promise you'll need stuff.